Okay, Chevra, it's a schus to finally be back together, to learn together. I've had a little bit of a break for the Heliantav of Pesach from learning Pirkei Avos. But we enter back into the days of Sfiras HaOmer. We all know the days of Sfiras HaOmer are very special days to learn Pirkei Avos. The minhag is to learn Pirkei Avos specifically during these days of Sfiras HaOmer. Before we begin the Mishnah we're up to, I just want to give a little hakdama, a little introduction today to explain why is it that the days of Sfiras HaOmer are the days that are set aside specifically during the year to learn Pirkei Avos. Obviously, one can always learn Pirkei Avos. One can learn Pirkei Avos pretty much every day of the year. But why specifically is Minhag to learn Pirkei Avos these days? So we all know the days of Sfiras HaOmer are days that we're counting towards Kabbalah HaTorah. And one of the ways to explain that, I actually explained last week in Ashir, some of us had the schus to learn together. When we left Mitzrayim, we were on the 49th level of Tumah. We're on a very, very low level. We were just like the Egyptians, halalu of Devadazara, vahalalu of Devadazara. We were serving idols, we were full of taiva, full of temptation. We're on a very low level, spiritually. We weren't fit to receive the Torah. We weren't fit to receive the Torah. So we needed these days of Sfiras HaOmer to work on ourselves, to grow, to mekadesh ourselves, to make ourselves pure and holy in order to be ra'i, to be fit to receive the Torah. The question is, how did we work on ourselves? What did we do? We have Torah now. We have 630 mitzvahs. If we want to grow, I could take a particular mitzvah, I could work on that mitzvah. They didn't have Torah mitzvahs yet. What did Bnei Yisrael do to purify ourselves and prepare for Kabbalah HaTorah, if that's what these days are for? So I always believed that beautiful line, Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah, is meant literally. Before they received the Torah, they worked on their Derech Eretz, their interpersonal relationships, the way that they treated each other, their empathy, their care, their sympathy. Having achdus, having oneness, having unison, unity. That's why it was at Arsina v'yichin Yisrael k'ishachad b'levechad. V'yichin Yisrael neged ahar k'ishachad b'levechad. We needed that achdus before we received the Torah. So if that's what Bnei Yisrael did then, that's surely what each and every one of us is supposed to be doing now. We're supposed to emulate Bnei Yisrael and be working on our midos, working on our derech eretz. There's no more special sefer that works on the interpersonal relationships and our everyday dealings with others than Pirkei Avos. So it's become minhag to learn Pirkei Avos during these days that are set aside to work on our derech eretz. So let's learn together. It's a schus to learn specifically during these days. We left off before Pesach. The last Mishnah we learned was Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So today we're going to start Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis begins Rabbi Gamliel, Benoshel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer. Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, says. By the way, it's so beautiful, Pirkei Avos. Every Mishnah is really its own world. So even if we haven't learned together in 2 weeks, and even if those who weren't with us every Mishnah is a whole new world of Limud. You don't have to feel if you missed other Mishnayos, you can't learn now. It's very, very special. So Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, says, Yafa Talmid Torah im Derech Eretz. It's beautiful when one learns Torah, like we're doing now, but you can't just learn Torah. It's beautiful when that Torah is in synthesis with Derech Eretz. What is Derech Eretz? Literally, the way of the land. So one way to understand Derech Eretz, and we'll explain, is the way of Rabbeinu Avadim Bartanura, which is of the most important Perushim of Pirkei Avos. He says Derech Eretz is talking about Melacha, or Schoira. He's talking about having a profession, talking about earning a living, being involved in those pursuits. That's super important. You can't just sit and learn all day and hope you're going to be supported, but you have to be involved in Derech Eretz. Now it's true. Big, big, big tzaddikim, I'm not going to get into right now, the famous Gemara and Brachos, the Daf Lamed Hey, those who have unbelievable levels of Muna off the charts, Kadosh Baruch Hu could provide for and sit and learn all day. But most of us normal human beings, we need the synthesis the Mishnah is telling us of what? Of Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz. We need to also be working. We have to earn a living, we have to support our families. That's so important, not to forget about that. And not to think I'm above it. I'm too holy to work. That also is Avodah Kedusha. To make sure my family is supported and has the means, not just food and clothing, but feels comfortable in this world that we live in. Perhaps another way to learn what Derech Eretz means here is the way we usually use that terminology, and I'll have a proof from later in the Mishnah that might be what it is. That a Derech Eretz means you can't just sit and learn Torah and be close to God, but you have to have proper Derech Eretz as well. You have to have Ben Adam Chaveru. You have to care for others and spend time doing things for others, even if it takes away from your davening and your learning. Even if it takes away from what you think from your relationship with Hashem. Just the opposite, building your relationship with Hashem. Mahurachum afatarachum. We're emulating God, we're becoming more God-like so I can be closer to Him. But we have to have proper derech eretz. We have to care for others, be there for others, put others above ourselves. That together with all the Torah that we learn, how important that is. So those are two ways to understand what the derech eretz is. Together with our Torah learning. The Mishnah continues, Shigiyas Shnehem Mishkachas Avon. Shigiyas Shnehem, when you're involved in putting an effort into both of these, what's both these? Learning Torah and Derech Eretz. Whether Derech Eretz is a job, whether Derech Eretz is our care for others. But you have to have the synthesis, you have to be a full person. And through that, Mishkachas Avon, you won't have any sins. It's an interesting lashon here, mishkachas avon, you'll forget about sinning. We'll have to explain what that means in a second, but first let's understand Pashut Pshat. That if we're involved, first understanding the way Rav Avadya ben Tanura learns the Mishnah, that if you have Torah, and you have Parnasa, you're working Avodah, you're not going to have sinning. Why? You're not going to have time to sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be productive, and wants us to be involved, and not just have too much time on our hands. When you have too much time on your hands, your taivas, our taivas, our temptations get the best of us. We have to make sure that we're busy and we're leading productive lives. With sai biruchnias in our learning and our davening, or whether that's in our bein al mechaveru, that takes up all our day, there's no time to sin anymore. That's why it was the nisayon of the man. You know, in Parshas Bishalach, when we learn about the man, the pasuk says, leman and senu. The pasuk says that the man is a nisayon. The man is a test. The mon is a test. The mon is the biggest brach in the world. Imagine you woke up every single morning and you had all your parnasa in front of you. You don't have to work, you don't have to put in time. It's gevaldik, it's incredible. The biggest blessing. A test is a trial, it's a tribulation. Why do we call the mon a test? What kind of test? It's blessing, it's bracha, it's awesome. Imagine you woke up this morning, you went outside, and there was Parnassah for you, and we all know whatever you wanted it to taste like, it tasted like. Incredible. Why is it a test? So there's different ways to explain. There's different ways to understand. There's a very famous idea from the Ramban that it was a test in Amuna, a test in belief and faith. It's not easy to go to sleep every night with nothing in your refrigerator, and yet to believe that in the morning there's going to be new food, because we knew you weren't allowed to keep the mon overnight. You weren't allowed to keep the man overnight. It would be spoiled. You have to believe tomorrow Hashem is going to give you again. Hashem wants us to have that level of emunah, that Hashem's taking care of us every single day. Every single day is a new day, but every day is a new day that Hashem's taking care of me, and He's going to be there for me. It's an emunah each and every one of us needs these days. We all need to strengthen our emunah. We're going through difficult days in the world, difficult days in Klal Yisrael. Days that are hard for many. There are a lot of nisyonos. A lot of trials and tribulations, people that are sick, and parnasa, and just being home and not being able to be with each other, and it takes away from our normal simchas achayim. I was on the phone a few minutes ago with a very close Talmud planning his wedding for Wednesday. There are probably going to be about 10 to 15 people at his wedding. That's going to be his chasana. It's going to be his kala's chasana. It's a whole different world we're living in right now. Hopefully it should end very soon, and we should be back to normal simcha. But how do we get through this time? Only with tremendous emunah, and emunah that Hashem's taking care of every day. And that was the emunah you needed in the midbar, that tomorrow Hashem's going to give me food. And I believe it 100%, I can go to sleep calm at night. Imagine a person who doesn't have food the next day, how he goes to sleep at night, doesn't know where his food's going to come from. But I believe Hashem's going to bring it to me, I could go to sleep calm at night. That's one way of understanding the nisayon of Amon. But others explain that the nisayon of Amon was as follows. You know what the test of the Amon was? Hashem was saying, you don't have to work, you don't have to earn a living, you don't have to do anything to to put in time and effort. I'm going to take care of all that. You know what that does? It frees up our entire day. Suddenly I have nothing on my calendar. Now, am I going to utilize my time properly? Am I going to put in time in my learning, in my davening, in chesed? Because if not, where's that free time going to bring me? Ends up, we're going to be doing things keneged Hashem, unfortunately. My taivas, my temptations will get into my mind and my heart and get the best of me. And I'll be lazy and all different types of terrible things could happen. So I have to make sure. So that's the nisayon of the month. That's one way to understand the nisayon of the month, that we had so much time on our hands. So that itself is a big nisayon when you have so much time on your hands. What are you going to do with your time? But that's what our mission is telling us. Yafa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. If I'm learning Torah and I have Derech Eretz, and I'm filling up my day with all that I'm supposed to be doing, Mishkachas Avon, then Shigiyah Shleim, I'm not going to have time to sin at all. That's pshat in our Mishnah. The more I'm productive with my life, the less there is I'm going to do anything wrong. And also the way we explain the Derech Eretz is Midos. If I have the synthesis of Ben Olam Makom and Ben Olam Player, if I'm learning Torah and have proper Midos, that's going to be the biggest shmir in the world. I reach a level of Shleimus, I'm not going to sin. But getting back, what's the lashon of mishkachas avon? It should be that I'll push away sin. I'll be rachok, I'll be distanced from sin. What do you mean I'll forget to sin? Mishkachas means to forget. Shachach is to forget. So I saw a beautiful story from the Baal Shem HaKadosh to explain this Mishnah. The Halig of Baal Shem Tov, when he was younger, and he was becoming who he became, so he spent a lot of time in his bodhidus, like we are, a lot of time in solitude. Solitude can be a good thing as well, because it's time with only you and the Rabbon Shalom and nobody else. You can find out who you really are and really develop yourself. Really develop yourself in your relationship with Hashem, your relationship with Tefillah, your relationship with Torah. Be real. So big tzaddikim always spent a lot of time in solitude in their early years. That's why we saw all the avos and Moshe, they were shepherds. Shepherds is all his boydas. It's just them, it's their sheep, but them and the Rabbon Shalom. So Baal Shem Tov used to spend all week long in his bodas. What he would do, he would leave Matzei Shabbos, and he'd go away somewhere to some forest, and all week long, and then come back Erev Shabbos to be with his mishpacha. All week long, he'd be in his bodas, learning and davening, and so he became the Halig of Baal Shem Tov. And on Matzei Shabbos, his wife would pack up for him a big chvesnish, a basket with food for the week, so he'd have what to eat. Every week he'd come back, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and they'd see the basket full of food was still full. He didn't eat anything. He mamish didn't eat. You know, it's beyond our comprehension, but this was like, Baal Shem Tov was like a malach, was like an angel, but he literally didn't eat all along. So they asked Baal Shem Tov, why didn't you eat? What's going on? You know how he answered? He didn't say that he didn't want to eat. He was trying to fast, to be machaper and avonos of the tzibur. He said he was so involved in his pursuits, in his learning, in his davening, and all that he was doing, he pashut just forgot to eat. He forgot to eat. He was so busy, he forgot to eat. He didn't remember. Mamish. He was using every moment the entire week. He forgot to eat. So now we can understand our Mishnah. If you're so involved in what we're supposed to be doing in life, between Torah and our worldly pursuits that we're responsible for, our business, our derech eretz, all of it. If we're doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, mishkachas avon, I'll forget to sin. I won't even have time to sin. It won't even come onto my conscience. I forget about sinning because I'm so busy in all that I'm doing. Halavai, we should all be busy, always in productive pursuits, whether it be learning, whether it be helping others, or whether it be even supporting our families in areas of gashmi. But that will cause me mishkachas avon, to forget any level of sin. Let's continue the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, and here is maybe a raya to what I wanted to say. Derech Eretz is talking about Midos. V'chol Torah she'eini mamalacha. If you learn Torah, you're involved in Kedusha, but you don't actually work to earn a living. Here, use Lashon and Malacha, not Derech Eretz. Sofa betela v'goreres avon. In the end, you're going to be mavatal Torah, and it'll cause you to sin. Now here he's talking about Malacha, so it's clearly that our learning needs also that we need a job. We need to work. We need to earn a living. We have to support our families. And if not, in the end, you're going to be vatal Torah. Why? Because in the end, I'm not going to have food to feed my children. I'm not going to be able to buy clothing. I'm going to end up not learning so I can find that. But I'm going to have to put more time into that because I haven't had a normal job all along. And I'm put in a bad place. I'm impoverished. V'goeres avon, and God forbid it could cause me to sin because I'm so desperate. I'm so desperate, I don't know what to do. God forbid I'll steal, or I'll lie, and I'll cheat, whatever it might be. People have to be normal. We have to have the proper balance. Vad, we have to learn as much as we can. We have to daven as much as we can. And be involved in chesed. But we have to also earn a living and not end up in that terrible, desperate place which will cause us to be mavatal at all and cause us to sin. Here, by the way, he uses the word malacha. So clearly, it seems to be malacha. He'd use the word malacha. Derech Eretz must have been the midos that we're talking about. But it could, okay, we could learn both ways. And the Mishnah continues. A lot to learn in this Mishnah. A lot to talk about in the Mishnah. Originally, I thought we could learn two Mishnahs today, but I think we're only going to be able to learn one. There's so much to talk about in this Mishnah. Anyone who puts in time dealing with the tzibur, anyone who puts in effort and toil with the tzibur, with the community, being the chvesnish, the president of a school, or the sisterhood, or whatever organization it is, you are meilim imam l'shem shemayim. Make sure your amal L'shem Shemayim. Make sure you do it all L'shem Shemayim. Everything should be for the sake of heaven, not for yourself. Sh'schus avoysom misayatam v'sikasam amedes lad. Why? And by the way, realize something. Because when it comes to the tzibur, anything that you do in the end, and any way that you're productive and you're successful, it's really sh'chus avos. It's because of Avraham and Yaakov and the forefathers and grandparents and great-grandparents. Their righteousness stands forever. Meaning, Hashem will always take care of the tzibur because of schus avos. It's not what you're doing. You're just physically doing it. It would have happened either way. It would have happened somewhere else. You're just the conduit. But it was going to happen either way. Don't think it's because of you. So realize it better all be l'shem shemayim. Really better be just to bring and be that conduit, to bring help to the tzibur. Bring help to the tzibur. And not, God forbid, that you should be gaivadik because of it and have haughtiness. You know, I just had this chus over Yontif to read the biography about Rebbetzin Esther Youngreis. Each and every one of you should get it. It's mamish, a must read for any ben or bas Torah, any person. It's incredible. You'll probably hear me starting to speak about this a lot over the next bunch of weeks in Shirim, because I'm living with Rebbetzin Youngreis. She was so incredible. The book's so inspiring in so many incredible ways. And one of the things that's emphasized over and over, and she was a very famous public figure, and of the biggest speakers of her time, and meeting with all famous people and changing the world. She always wanted to make known, and people wanted to make known, that everything she did was L'Shem Shemayim. And that's why she was successful. We should have no gaiva in us. It all should be l'shem shemayim. I'll take big positions to help others, not because I want the name and others should look up to me. Finally, v'atem mala ani aleichem schor harbe kiilu asisam. Even though, the Mishnah ends, even though if you help in the public, in the tzibur, all that would have been taken care of and it's all schos avos. Once you are the one who does it and you do it l'shem shemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you tremendous schar, tremendous reward, as if you were the one who caused it all to happen, because ultimately, you're helping and sacrificing your own time to help others. If you do it l'shem shemayim, if you do it for the sake of Hashem. And everything we do in life should be l'shem shemayim. The more we do it l'shem shemayim, the more happy we'll be, knowing I'm fulfilling my purpose, I'm getting close to Hashem. When we do things to make others happier, looking for kavod, looking for respect and gaiva, we're always overthinking what other people think of us. And one day I feel good about myself, one day I don't feel good about myself. It's all l'shem shemayim. You'll find the greatest schar, not just Hashem will give us the schar, like he said in the Mishnah. The greatest schar is you'll be happy with yourself. So we should be zoicha to live productive lives, as this Mishnah tells us. When we live productive lives, we won't even think about doing anything wrong. We won't come to that. And productive life means b'torah, it means in derech eretz, it means in our everyday pursuits. We zoicha to help others and help others l'shem shemayim. When we help others l'shem shemayim, we'll be zoicha to all the schar in the world and the biggest schar being besimcha with ourselves. Everyone should have a beautiful day. Yitzhak Hashem will continue with Mishnah Gimel Bekarov. Everyone should have a great day. Call it tonight.